Hello, I'm Bill Pollack. Welcome to this week's Press Box Podcast. So on Sunday, we found out that Pittsburgh and Syracuse leaving the Big East, going to the ACC. Then we find out yesterday that the Board of Regents for Texas and Oklahoma have given authority to their presidents to look and explore conference realignment, which basically means, from what we've heard, that Oklahoma and Texas will most likely take Oklahoma State and Texas Tech with them, and they'll create the first super conference in what would probably become the Pac-16. Joining me, Missouri Net contributor Manny Haley, and you said it just before we started recording, you will need a Ouija board to try to figure out what is going to happen with the landscape of college football.
That is correct.
First of all, just to get your general opinion, Big 12, is it gone, completely wiped out, or do you see them merging with the Big East?
Well, the report came out last night that apparently the Big 12 and the Big East have been communicating, and that's not the first time that's been rumored. That was rumored a little bit last year when it looked like Mizzou and possibly Nebraska were headed to the Big 10, which maybe Texas at that time, along with Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, were leaving. We went through all of this last year, and now basically it's happening all over again that perhaps with yesterday with the vote by Texas and Oklahoma's Board of Regents to let their presidents go ahead and allow the presidents to make the conference decision that, you know, Texas, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech could all be gone, and you could be looking at some type of new big super conference in the Big 12 East, I guess. Maybe that's a good name for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to call it. But doesn't that make that conference, if they merge, look like they're just picking up the pieces? And how legitimate does it make that conference seem to the BCS?
Well, I mean, honestly, if you look at the schools that are left in the Big 12, with Texas A&M out and with the other four schools gone, you have Mizzou, Kansas State, Iowa State, and Baylor left, the Big Five, so to speak, and then merging with the Big East. And honestly, if you're just talking college football right now, there really are no college football powerhouses out of the Big East. And you can't really count Notre Dame, even though Notre Dame plays in the Big East in basketball. They're independent in football. West Virginia has been in the past. USF, University of South Florida, has had some success, along with Cincinnati and Louisville from time to time. But aside from that, it kind of, you know, you're absolutely right. It's more or less going to be a hodgepodge of those kind of left behind. I guess that's probably the best way to call it.
Well, and here's the, you mentioned West Virginia. I've heard the SEC wants to bring them on as the 14th team. So I'm counting West Virginia out of the picture, which, you know, all of a sudden gives you, you know, maybe UConn, which played in the BCS game last year. I think they won the Big East last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
But they want to join the ACC, so they might not even be around. So, yeah, I mean, you're looking at South Florida, Louisville, Rutgers, Cincinnati. Now, TCU is supposed to join the Big East. Do they stay? I mean, if they stay, that maybe helps them a little bit. And then maybe you can go out and pick up a school like SMU, and maybe you get back to 12 teams for this Big 12 East Conference, if that's what you want to call it, or Big East 12.
Yeah, or Big 12 East, or, I mean, I don't, you know, what do you call it? I mean, in all honesty, it really is showing more and more how it may end up being a battle of the haves and the have-nots. If the four Big 12 schools are indeed headed towards the Pac-12, and that becomes the Pac-16, the SEC increases their strength. You know, is this more or less just a group put together to try to combat what's happening out west, what's happening out south? I mean, you have to question how strong is a conference like this going to be? I mean, especially now the report was out that perhaps the Mountain West may try to dig in and try to keep TCU.
Well, I know you've got that too. So, I mean, it's here. This is the thing that bothers me. By the way, we're talking about conference realignment with Manny Haley, a contributor here to the Missouri Net on our Press Box podcast. Here's the thing that bothers me. Is Missouri going out and being proactive? Are they trying to address conferences like the Big Ten? Are they looking at the SEC? Or are they just being an innocent bystander and just kind of waiting to see what these other big conferences do? And that concerns me, that with Brady Deaton as the chairman of the Big 12 Conference, that they're just standing by and waiting for everyone else to react and make their moves, and the Mizzou is going to decide what to do, and by then they could be left out in the cold.
honestly, I think Mizzou got burned last year when all of this talk started with the movement to the Big Ten of Mizzou and Nebraska, and Mizzou was very vocal at that time about wanting to go and how there for a while it looked like it was almost a done deal, so to speak, that maybe it's a case of once bitten, twice shy. Maybe it's now a question of, well, Mizzou needs to sit in the back seat and wait and see where the bus stops, especially with Oklahoma coming out and saying that one of their big concerns is TV money and the fact that the Big 12 is not going to share that TV money amongst all the schools in the conference, and that's being one of their main concerns. So they're, you know, for the most part, read between those lines of the Oklahoma president's statement, and that says, yeah, we're done with the Big 12.
You know, here's this is what, if I'm Missouri, if I'm Kansas, if you look at the population and the way that this country is just dividing itself, you've got people that live on the East Coast, you have people that have migrated to the South, and you've got people out West. Missouri is right smack dab in the middle of a population center that is dying. And so I think they need to be proactive because they're going to get left out. They should be trying to attach themselves somewhere where there is some popularity and still some relevance to college football. And I'm just afraid that Missouri is going to get lumped in with Iowa State and Kansas State is just in the middle of nowhere. And if they're just waiting by, yeah, you got burned last year, but man, I'd be knocking back on that Big Ten door.
And we almost, you know, and you're right. I mean, honestly, it would be kind of a shame that a program that was number one not that many years ago in the Mizzou Tigers would be kind of relegated to a second-tier conference almost. And I think that's, you know, you hate to say that, but when you talk about Big East football right now as it is, that's kind of how the Big East was looked at. It's looked at, it's competitive, but it's not as competitive as the SEC, as the Pac-12, as the Big 12, the Big 10. It's, you know, kind of the fourth or fifth maybe football conference. Basketball's a little bit of a different story, at least it was, before Syracuse and Pitt both decided to leave this week and head to the ACC. But, you know, again, you would hope that somehow, some way, Mizzou ends up in a good position here, because you and I were talking a little yesterday, just in terms of TV, think about this. If Mizzou makes the move to the Big East, they're going to be on East Coast TV a lot, but they're never going to be on West Coast TV.
Yeah, right.
So what does that do to your recruiting? Is, you know, how many games are going to be on Midwest TV? You know, Mizzou goes out and plays, you know, let's say a Rutgers. That's a New Jersey, you know, that Eastern time zone. You know, how often is that, you know, how often are Mizzou fans going to be willing to stay up to 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night to see Mizzou play?
Yeah, I know. Here, if Mizzou and what remains of the Big 12 merges with the Big East, the only way that I see them making themselves a legitimate conference, because you're right, the Big East has been looked down upon, I think because of the fact that they lost Boston College and Virginia Tech to the ACC. I mean, they've been weakened over and over again. I think the only way that that conference could pick up the pieces and form something together is you have to take a school like Missouri and they have to quit scheduling Western Illinois for non-conference games. And we need to see more Arizona State games, more Illinois games. And all of those schools in this Big 12 East new conference, if it forms, that's what they have to do. They have to go out and they have to pick these mid-teams in these other conferences and beat them. And they have to try to build some legitimacy. And then you have to go, as the season wears on and you play within your conference, you have to go back and say, look at our strength of schedule. You know, Missouri, you know, we went out and we played Arizona State and we played Illinois and then we went and played Ole Miss. And that was our, you know, non-conference schedule. And then Rutgers has to say, you know, we went out and we played, you know, Oklahoma State and, you know, we traveled down south and took on, South Carolina. I mean, they have to build legitimacy, and the only way to do that is to take these conferences on head on and start beating them. And I mean, that's the only way that they'll become legitimate.
Well, and that's, you know, once these, if this is how it shakes out, and we don't know, we're not fortune tellers by any stretch of the imagination, but if this is how it's going to be, you're absolutely right. I mean, Big East schools, Big 12 East, whatever you want to call it, they're going to have to take on the ACC. They're going to have to take on the SEC. For that matter, schedule a game with a Pac-12 school. I mean, that's the only way you're going to be able to match up. Taking on the MAC, taking on the Mountain West, taking on some of these smaller conferences. I mean, you're absolutely right. That doesn't show anything. No disrespect to Western Illinois. I'm glad Mizzou had a great game against them. But they were supposed to have a great game against them. You're supposed to, as a Division I school, you're supposed to beat on an FCS school like Saturday night. It's not supposed to be a big, huge surprise. Schools like Florida State have done that for years and years. Miami's done that for years and years. So if you want to make that be a power conference, if you want to control and say, you know, we're going to be legitimate, well, you're going to have to prove your legitimacy. And it's not just going to be on the basketball court. It's going to have to be on the college football field, too.
You know, here's the other thing they should do. They should consider going after Notre Dame and make a big move. You know, and maybe work something out there. But here's the issue, and I got to back up a little bit before I get too far ahead of myself here with Notre Dame, because I might be contradicting myself. But looking back on this, here was the problem with the Big 12. They went out and promised the world to Texas. They thought their conference was falling apart last year, and so they told Texas, we want you to stay. Oh, you want your own TV deal? Fine. Okay, you want to take this much revenue, not share it among? Okay, fine. That was the downfall of this conference. If they would have not panicked and thought about it for a moment and said, no, Texas, listen, if you want to be in this league, this is how we're going to have to play by these rules. You want your own network? You want to start your own Longhorn network? Then you become an independent and leave us. Leave the Big 12, because we're staying together. The rest of these nine schools, if they were together, as they said, they would have stood up to that. Have Texas leave, and then you could have gone out and picked somebody up like a BYU and kept your conference and maybe added a few more, and you get back up to 12. I think that was the mistake. They gave too much to Texas, and once that happened, all you needed was one school, and it turned out it was Texas A&M to jump ship, and now the whole thing is crumbling.
Well, and that was Texas A&M's big beef, too, was the television revenue. They said, you know, there wasn't going to be any revenue sharing, and now Oklahoma's citing that back again. So, I mean, you're absolutely right. The Longhorn Network is going to come back, and it will be the haunting of the Big 12 if the Big 12 disappears. That's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be all about this enormous TV contract that's probably bigger than some professional teams have with the sports networks, and what they did for Texas, and how everybody just kind of turned a blind eye and went, oh, you know, let Texas do their own thing. But that ties directly into Notre Dame, because Notre Dame has that huge TV deal with NBC. But in football, Notre Dame is an independent. So they can go out and play whoever they want, and they draw the TV ratings. They've got the TV money for it. But in basketball, they're playing in the Big East Conference. So let's say we have the Big 12 East. What's to say that they don't try to make a play for Notre Dame to get them in as a football school? Then are you looking at the possibility of a similar scenario of now we're going to start fighting over Notre Dame TV money? Who knows? Maybe everybody sits down and goes, hey, we've got an opportunity here. Let's dovetail on top of Notre Dame's contract and let's make NBC the official network of the Big 12 East.
Exactly, exactly. So while it may have hurt the Big 12 doing that with Texas, I think Notre Dame, regardless of whether or not you like Notre Dame or you think their program is even relevant, first of all, I cannot stand Notre Dame. I grew up in the Chicago area. You either love them or you hate them. I cannot stand the Irish. I think they've always been overrated. And I think their program is a shambles right now and has been for years. But they have a following across the country.
Oh my goodness,
you know what I mean? And that's a program that could bring legitimacy to this Big 12 East conference, if they call it that. You have to do that. You have to get them in there and say, all right, hey, listen, Notre Dame gets the lion's share of everything, and we're going to tag along, just like you said. And at least you've got somewhat of a national presence. So now Missouri can go out and recruit and say, hey, you know what? We're traveling up to South Bend twice while you're in college here. You're going to get to play on Notre Dame. You're going to get to play on NBC. That all of a sudden makes you a little more legitimate. That's a great thought, Manny. Now, one more question, and we'll let you go here on this week's Press Box podcast. Okay. Oklahoma and Texas. I know Oklahoma State and Texas Tech are part of the deal, but the big question I have, especially for Oklahoma, is why would you want to play schools two time zones away? I don't necessarily understand why that is such a big draw. I mean, if I was Oklahoma and I saw that this conference was falling apart, Texas A&M was leaving, I think if anything, even though the competition would have been much harder and it would be much more difficult to win, I would have tried to go back to the SEC and say, hey, let us in as your 14th team. Just from a fan following standpoint, it's so far away. I mean, I can't, and I think it would hurt your football program. If you have to fly up to Seattle to take on the Washington Huskies and you're not getting back until Sunday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you're doing that 3-4 times a week, and you can't bring your fans with you as much to travel, I don't see the advantages of it. Why would Oklahoma do this?
The only reason that I could even see that as a possibility is to get more exposure out on the West Coast in terms of recruiting. That's always kind of been their, I don't want to say the knock on the Big 12, but that they haven't been able to recruit effectively off the West Coast, off the East Coast, off the Midwest, obviously, but not always off the West Coast. Part of that has been because of the way games are scheduled. Most of the time, the Big 12 is usually done with all their games by the time the Pac-12 is still playing a lot of their games, or the old Pac-10, whatever you want to call them. But I could not see sitting that long on an airplane. If you think about this, if you leave Oklahoma and you're flying to, you know, Washington, you know, case in point, Seattle, that's 5 hours on an airplane, 4 hours on an airplane across two time zones, and then you fly back across two time zones again, and that's a trip you're going to be making not only for football but also for basketball, soccer, whatever sport you want to say here. The only thing that I can even imagine is it's an exposure game, and it's wanting to get the name of Oklahoma out there to Washington, to Oregon, to California, to Arizona, and to get those kids interested in coming to that school. That's the only reason why I think you would ever subject somebody to a trip that long. For those of us that have flown a lot and crossed time zones, it is enormously just tiring. I mean, you come back from a trip like that, you might be tired for 3 days. Well, guess what? You go out and play Washington, you may have to come back and get ready to play Texas. And, you know, how are you supposed to do that on basically 3 days of preparation?
Right, exactly, exactly. I mean, I can see why the Pac-12 did it, because you talk about this conference that that you and I kind of just created, this the Big 12 East, and how you get a program like Notre Dame to give you some legitimacy. I think the Pac-12 says, boy, if we get Texas and Oklahoma, that gives us legit. I don't look at that conference, and maybe it's because they're so far out west, I don't look at them as a legitimate conference at all. I mean,
right.
Stanford? I mean,
yeah.
An academic school? No. USC, UCLA has been down. I mean, what else is there? And USC, what, they're on probation, right? I mean,
yeah.
outside of USC, no program continually improves or makes solid runs. I think that conference is overrated. I would say even more so than the Big East was last year. But so for them to get Oklahoma and Texas, that'd be a great pickup. But for Oklahoma to do it, I mean, everyone knows Oklahoma. I think they could go anywhere they wanted to and recruit. I don't think
right.
they need to be in that conference. So that one's just kind of, I'm kind of scratching my head on that one, but...
Well, if anchors, I mean, you know, if nothing else, you've got two great anchors. You've got Oklahoma and Texas. And that, you know, like we were talking about with Notre Dame, that legitimizes that conference. That's, you know, that may be the cornerstones that the rest of this conference stands on. You know, back in the 80s, yeah, some of these big, the Pac-10 schools were big names, but those have gone by the wayside since. So if you can pull in the Texas and the Oklahoma, then, you know, maybe you're reborn as a legitimate conference.
Well, the one thing that I would advise listeners of this podcast is this is going to take a long time to resolve. And, and this isn't going to be solved in 2 weeks. You know, it's not like by the end of this football season, you know, we're going to know what's going on. This is going to go on for a long time. And whatever you hear, do not take it as gospel, because there are so many rumors and speculation, and just like we're doing right now, just throwing out scenarios of what could happen or what would make sense. And so you're going to hear things, you know, you're going to hear Mizzou is, you know, back in the Big Ten, over to the SEC. You're going to hear so many things. You have to wait until it all plays out, and it's going to take a long time.
Yeah, and you know, it could be 2013, 2014 before any of this is legitimized, put down on paper, put into stone, or it could be next year. You know, you just don't know. The only thing we do know for sure, Texas A&M is leaving the Big 12 after this season, And we'll just have to wait and see where the other chips fall, I guess.
I guess the motto for the rest of the Big 12 is, at least we're not Baylor. I don't know. I don't know. They might all be lumped in together. So,
yeah, who knows?
Manny Haley, a contributor here at the Missouri Net. I'm Bill Pollack. That's this week's Press Box podcast, and I'm sure we'll be talking more about this in the coming weeks. Also, you're heading to a trial today for former Missouri star Derek Washington, so we'll probably have you back here in a podcast real soon to talk about that trial and keep us updated on that.
Okay, absolutely. We'll do.
All right. Thanks for your time. This is MissouriNet.com.